We continue now with lesson number 14 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shviyos. Today, we will finish the third perek. We'll learn the 9th and 10th, the final two Mishnayos of the third perek, Perek Gimel, Mishneh Tes, and Mishneh Yud. We are continuing now with the topic that we've been studying for the past several days, the topic of the conditions under which it's permissible to remove stones from a field in a way that's obvious and apparent to all, that you are not performing the work of preparing a field for plowing and planting by removing stones. You're not being misakel. You're not removing stones from the field in order to plow and plant there, which would be prohibited during Shavuos, but rather you need the stones for other purposes, for building. So the Mishnah says in Mishneh Tes, Avnei Chosef Bo'os Mikol Makom. If you have stones which are defined as Avnei Chosef, we'll see the definition momentarily, you can bring from any place. These are heavy stones, and you can bring them during Shavuos from anywhere in the field, even if it's your own field, because everyone knows such stones are used for binyan and not for preparing the field for plowing and planting. For hakablon, a person who is a contractor and his work is building houses out of stone, so everyone knows that if he's looking for stones, he's not looking to clear a field, even his own field. He's looking for stones because he's a builder. Hakablon, a person who is a contractor for structures, for buildings, maybe mikol makom. He can bring stones from anywhere, even stones which are small stones, smaller than Avnei Kosef, even from his own field, because everyone knows that he's only taking them for the purposes of binyan. Now, we said that when it comes to a non-kablon, an ordinary citizen, he can remove stones from his own field if they are Avnei Kosef. So what does that mean, Avnei Kosef? So Rav Meir says, Kol she'eino yod. If it's a stone which you can't carry in one hand, that's Avnei Kosef. Because it's a heavy stone, you have to carry it with two hands or sling it over your shoulder somehow. Rabbi Yossi says, Avnei Kosef Kishmon. Because notice, Avnei is in the plural. And the Rav Meir speaks of one stone that's so heavy you can't carry it in one hand. So why is it called Avnei Chosef? It should say Even Chosef Bo'o Mikol Mokom. So Rabbi Yossi says Avnei Chosef Kishmon. We're talking about several stones, meaning Kol Shehei Nitolos Shtayim Sholosh Al HaKosef. Stones which are the size that you take two or three of them and sling them over your shoulder. If they are that size, then you can take them from the field, from your own field, no matter where in the field it is. Now, you might be wondering, yesterday we learned that when you take stones from a fence, for example, from a wall of stone, a stone wall, you have to be a stone which is so heavy that two people can carry it. And now we're learning that a stone which is far smaller than that can be carried. So the difference is quite simple. And that is, the Tiferes Yisrael explains, if you have stones that you're removing from the wall, that the stone is so heavy that it takes two people to carry it, and you have the requisite number of such stones, which was defined back in Mishneh Vov as 10 stones of Masu Shnayim Shnayim, then you can carry not only those 10 super heavy stones which require two people to carry them, but you can take all the stones on the wall, because those stones are rendered permissible on Matir carrying even Avonim Ketanim away from their place. Here in our Mishnah, you can take those stones, which according to Rav Meir are too heavy to hold in one hand, or according to Rav Yossi, where you take them and sling two or three over your shoulder, those stones you can take, but the other stones lying nearby, you cannot remove. Mishneh Yud continues, Habone goder beino uvein rishus horabim. If a person is building a stone wall between his property and the street, the public property. So to build a wall, you've got to first dig a hole in the ground and then fill that hole with stone and then build above the ground level until it's high enough to protect you from having intruders coming into your home from the street or whatever. So you're digging. How can you be digging on the earth of your property on Shvi'is? So the Mishnah says it's permissible. Mutar laha mikad hasela. You can dig all the way down until you reach, you know, the rock, the hard rock below the surface of the ground. And you can do that because people see, they understand you're not building this fat, you're not digging now in order to plant there. You're digging now, in order to build a wall between your property and the Rishus HaRabim, which is perfectly understandable. No one wants their private property to be exposed and open to the Rishus HaRabim. So says the Tanakhama. The question is, of course, okay, you dug up this earth that you're digging to form the foundation of the wall. What do you do with the earth? Can you spread it around your own farm, around your own property? That's tikkun karka. That's you're preparing the earth. You have a hole in the ground. You're stuffing it with this new earth. That you can't do that during Shvi'is. So therefore, Rabbi Yoshua says, Sovro b'shus harabim, you dump it into the middle of the street. Dump it in the middle of the street. You're causing a hazard in the street. It's public property. You can't just dump things in the middle of the street. So Rabbi Yeshua continues, umitakno. Today, you dump it into the street. And later on today, tomorrow, next week, you level it all out so that it doesn't get in the way of people. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua now is giving us a het that has nothing to do with Shvi'is anymore. It has to do with causing potential damage in the middle of a public domain. And Rabbi Yeshua says, if I put something in the middle of the street with the intention of removing it a little bit later, that's okay. Rabbi Akiva objects, no way. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Kederech she'ein mekalkalin b'shus harabim, kach lo yisakenu. Just as it's not permissible to do damage to Rishus HaRabim, you're not allowed to do damage in the middle of the street. Piling your earth there, you have a flat surface highway and you're going to dump in the middle of it a 3 feet high pile of earth. Of course you can't do that. And you can't even do that if you're doing it with the intention of, I'm coming back in 5 minutes and removing it. Can't do that. There are those, and this is the approach of the Vilna Gaon, the Shnos Eliyahu, who say, not only is it not permissible to be mekalkel al menas letaken, but you can't even be metaken. You can't say, oh, this street, I think it's a little bumpy, has potholes in it. I'm going to fix those potholes and stuff it up with some earth from my property. I'll be a good citizen. You can't do that. Who made you the boss? That's something for the city authority, for the police department or the highway department to determine. That's not your choice. You can't go tikkunim and rishus harabim on your own. I think it's a tikkun, so I'll do it. So that's another pshat in Rabbi Akiva. Kederech she'ein mekalkalin rishus harabim, kach lo yitakenu. Rishus harabim is sacred. So then, according to the Rabbi Akiva, so what then do I do with the earth that's accumulated from digging up in order to build this fence, which I was permitted to do? But what do I do with the earth now if I can't dump it in Rishus HaRabim no matter what? Maya Asebe Ofor, what should you do with that earth? So what you do is you pile it up in your own field, but you do it Kederech HaMezablin, you do it as we learned earlier. If you're going to dump Zevel, dump fertilizer, compost, into the middle of your field, you can do so if you have three large heaps of the zevel, and we determine exactly how large they have to be, etc. So to here, you have to take that earth and pile it up in a large heap in your own field in a manner that people see you're not leveling your ground, you're not preparing the ground to plow, you're dumping this earth here in a high pile because you have nothing else to do with it. Sovro betoch sodehu kederech hamezablin v'chein hachofer bor v'shiach u'ma'ora. The same thing is true if a person digs in his own territory. He has his own reasons for digging a bor shiach in Ma'oro on his property. So then, as a machlokas, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Yeshua, you're doing construction in your own property, not shvius, shara shonim, the 6 years. It's perfectly permissible to dig a wine cellar in your own property or a shelter or whatever you're digging there, playroom in the ground. You can do that. What do you do with the earth? Rabbi Yeshua says, dump it in Rishus HaRabim as long as you're careful to level it out one day. Rabbi Akiva says, no. If you dig in your own property and you have earth that you want to dump, dump it in your own Rishus, not elsewhere. The Rambam says that even this last statement here of v'chein hachofer bor v'shiach u'ma'oro is not talking about other years and regarding the law of damaging public property, but rather it's during the year of Shvius. And during Shvius, Rabbi Akiva says that if during Shvius you're building an extension on your home which requires that you dig into the ground, that's permissible. However, what do you do with the earth? You know, do with the earth is you have to pile it in a heap, which indicates that you're not leveling the ground with this earth, but you're storing it because you have no place else to dump it. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, and of course the halachas like Rabbi Akiva against Rabbi Yeshua, you can't just dump things in the middle of Rishus HaRabim. And so we have completed lesson number 14, and in the process we have completed the entire third perek. We have now finished three perakim of Maseches Shvius. Finished lesson 14.